Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes from Time for You. And today we're starting a series where we're going to look at essential oils. We're going to learn about essential oils for the next 4 or 5 days. So I hope you'll stay with me because there's so much to know about these amazing essential oils. So let's start at the beginning. What are they? What are essential oils? You know, everybody's getting on the essential oil bandwagon, so to speak. You can buy them in the grocery store. You can buy them in the discount stores. You can buy them online. So let's look at what they are and why, how and why we could use them. It's been said that essential oils are the lifeblood of the plant. What exactly does that mean? Well, the lifeblood would mean that it's very important to the plant, critical to its development, right? So essential oils offer protection from invaders, things that would invade the plant, and sort of protect the plant's immune system. And they also help provide a mechanism for propagation that keeps the plant species alive. Now, where are essential oils found in the plants? Unlike blood flowing through our body, through the veins of our body, it doesn't work that way in plants, according to scientists who have studied essential oils and how they produce, how they are produced by the plant. Essential oils are found in things that are called specialized trichomes, little hairs or protrusions, microscopic, that are found on the outside of the plant, and they exist on those little trichomes, or they can also be found in some plants in little sacs or ducts that can be found beneath the plant's exterior. And so when the plant or the trichome or the duct or the sac are crushed, pressed, expressed, the essential oil is released by the plant. And we can smell those oils. Now, why is it that we can smell those oils? We call essential oils aromatic. Another term that you might hear is volatile. That doesn't mean that they're unstable. It means that we can easily smell their aroma. Now, why is it that we can smell their aroma? You can take a leaf of a plant and it may have a faint aroma, but if it produces essential oils and you squeeze that leaf of that plant, you will release the essential oils that are in the plant or on the plant, and you will readily smell. You'll have a much richer aroma that you're smelling because you're smelling their essential oils. So why are essential oils aromatic? Well, because those molecules that make up those oils produced by the plant are teeny tiny, really, really tiny. They're so tiny that thousands of them can fit on the tip of a pencil. And because those molecules are so tiny, they're also very lightweight. And that allows them to float off the surface of the liquid whenever the liquid is exposed to air. And those molecules float off the surface, and they get up into our nostrils and reach our olfactory system, and that's how we smell them. Now, in a later podcast, I'm going to explain how and what happens when those molecules get into our olfactory system. But today, we're just talking about what essential oils are and how they've been used in ancient times. Now, the study of those who have studied the chemical composition of essential oils have taught us that they are comprised of many different chemical classes, but the three main ones are some really long winded words, so to speak, and I will pronounce them for you today. We're not going to go into any detail with them. I'll be happy to discuss them at a later time if people are interested. But the three main chemical classes are monoterpenes, sesquiterpenes, and phenylpropanoids. Phenylpropanoids, okay? Now, historically, essential oils have been used by civilizations, all different kinds of civilizations, for their medicinal value. They've been used for cooking, culinary value, and for their aromatic or fragrant properties. They're mentioned in ancient writings, and we can find them talked about more than 500 times in the Bible. References in the Bible to essential oils and aromatic plants. Essential oils were used for anointing, consecration, beauty, fragrance, cleansing, and health and beauty in ancient times. Now, if you believe in creation, according to creation, plants were created on the third day, even before man and woman were placed outside in the garden, outside, where they could receive all the benefits of the essential oils and their beautiful aromas. Now, in the Bible, God gave Moses a very specific recipe for the priests to use in the temples to anoint and to cleanse everything in the temple, including the pieces of furniture and all the areas of the temples. Now, that recipe included myrrh, cassia, cinnamon, calamus, and olive oil. Olive oil is mentioned in the Bible and it was used, but olive oil is not an essential oil. And I'll explain that probably tomorrow in the next podcast. Now, you know, if you're familiar with frankincense and gold and myrrh, they were presented to baby Jesus. And the frankincense and myrrh presented along with gold shows us just how very important the plants and their essential oils were back in biblical times. So today I'm going to leave you with this verse from Proverbs 21:20. It says, "There is a treasure to be desired, an oil in the dwelling of the wise." Essential oils are truly intended for our use. And we'll talk about that more in future podcasts. That's it for today. I'm Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. I'm signing off for today, but I'll be back and we'll talk more about essential oils. If you like this podcast, please follow us, check back with us, and be sure to share it with your friends. Until next time, remember always to take time for you.